is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at the Pack Wagon. I'm the Big Noise Evans here with the good sport, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We're drinking, but we ain't driving because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Plus. Plus one or odds or greater. That is always a requirement that is mandatory here at the top of every Feed 5 episode. So, Luddy, hitch a ride and hopefully cash and wonder. What do you like?
I want one of those fat tires over my shoulder. That's what I want right there. As I hang out at our studios at number 38 in downtown Denver. Okay, Brad. F it. Give me Davis Mills for an anytime touchdown. I'm going nutso with this one. Give me Davis Mills for an anytime touchdown. Best odds right now, plus 1,300 at DraftKings. Some of the other books, it's at plus 1,100. Okay. Buffalo has only allowed two rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks all year. Okay. First one was in week one to Lamar Jackson. But they gave one up to Baker Mayfield last week. They gave one to Baker. Baker, the touchdown maker, ran one. Yeah. This is a long shot, folks. I'm sprinkling like a tiny bet on this. But I was like, you know what? It's Thursday. It's a short week. Buffalo has looked like ass. You never know when weird stuff could wind up happening. So, Brad, we are not only on the plus bus, we are on one of those crazy double-decker ones that you see in London. That's what we're riding right now. Plus 1,300, sign me up and take my money.
All I got to say is hashtag team. That is a ballsy selection. And kudos to you and good luck, my man.
I just like, Davis, you know what? Brad, have you seen my NFL spreadsheet? I mean, for sake, man. I mean, I kind of just need something weird to happen. And so, again, I'm not going crazy, folks. This is like a little bet, but I was like, screw it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, don't blame me because I've been rattling that struggle bus as well in the National Football League this season. So let me give you a plus money offering here on a hashtag Tequila Thursday. I love the race to markets. Race to 40 yards, and that is receiving. That means he's got to be the first guy to get there, and that is Nico Collins, quite honestly, and get a large chunk of this on one grab. Given his premier field stretching abilities, nice little rhythm and flow that he's been able to establish with the aforementioned Davis Mills at plus 179 at DraftKings. Honestly, folks, this is a great way to play the over on the standard receiving yards prop because he is far and away got the most yards of any wide receiver in that market, with that one being in the high 70s. I think Khalil Shakir is the next man up at like 42.5. And that's the thing with Buffalo is that a bunch of nickel and dime action, and it'll really uncork a whole lot down the field. Keon Coleman is not even going to play in this game because he is entrenched in the doghouse right now. Who are the other threats? I don't think there are any. So not race to 20. You could go like race to 80, though he may not get there. It's going to be close. I think Nico Collins getting halfway there in the race to 40 at plus 179 DraftKings, worth firing off on because going to get a lot of Christian Benford in coverage, who's given up a 120 plus passer rating to his assignments this season. So Nico, go nuclear and be the first player to get the 40 receiving yards. And hopefully your boy cashes in mercifully so at a plus 179 there at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. I'm going to live in the land down under on Dalton Schultz, and I've religiously, honestly, bet the over on his receptions prop seemingly every week, and that's always at like 4.5, and often it's been a plus money in the over. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. But I got to fade my own noise for once and live in that land down under on 38.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Honestly, Schultz could catch 5 balls. But they all could be for like 5 to 8 yards a pop, and he could still tuck under with a needed number here. Why the Buffalo Bills have allowed the fewest yards receiving to the tight end position this season. They're going to give it up 2.5 catches and 27 receiving yards per game to the tight end position. Only two guys have gone over this prop against them. You might have heard of them, Mr. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce being one, and the other, the Patriots, Hunter Henry. Schultz, 6.8 targets per game. He's run around 80.4% of his snaps played. He's number 16, though, and average depth of target. So he does get a lot of short yardage gains, though he's number 7 in yak. He has gone over this prop in 5 of the last 6. So the trend hopefully will not be thy friend for those that want to fade the noise here. I am living the land down under. Numero cinco on Dalton Schultz, 38.5 receiving yards at a -115 at BetMGM. Lundy, pay to follow.
If I were ranking, Brad, this would be my number one. So I am absolutely good. This is my favorite bet because I think the number is in our favor because you look at what he's done all season. You talked about that going up against his receptions and all of that. But this Houston team doesn't let it happen to the tight end position. And let's also remember that every now and then Josh Allen decides to throw the ball to Dawson Knox, which is another reason that Schultz could wind up on the under if Houston's going to continue to stay tight on the tight end position. This is my number one play. I love Schultz. I've used him in fantasy. I've used him in daily fantasy, but this is not the week to do it.
Evans, in other words, according to Lundy, you're a coward. This should be at numero uno.
Number four.
Numero cuatro, the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade of Five Countdown. Let's cook up a winner, shall we? Give me James Cook, and I'm going to take the over on 2.5 receptions. Oh, look at that juice, Lenny. It's so seducing. Yeah, I'm getting seduced by that juice at a +135 on this wager. Available there at BetMGM. You look at Houston, a team that has given up a decent amount of receptions to the running back position this year. As a matter of fact, because we're so established on the back end, that's a team that's given up over 4 grabs per game to the RB position on the season. And you look at Cook, he started calling out a more prominent role as a receiver. I think he's all grossly been underutilized in the capacity for much of the year. He's got reliable and tacky hands. He's only gone over this like 3 or 4 times this year, but he's done it in back-to-back games. He's caught 91.3% of the intended looks off the hand of Josh Allen. He's running 14.4 routes per game. Decent amount there. That's 45.1% of the time. Obviously, game script could play a factor here. I think Houston's going to be competitive. I kind of like him +5.5, quite frankly. I wouldn't mind sprinkling a little action on the money line as well with their backs against the wall. They're barely on the outside looking in of the wild card race right now. So they have got to get a key victory against a marquee opponent. So maybe, just maybe, Houston has a lead. And then deep into the second half, you look at Josh Allen. He drops back and looks down the field. His guys are covered. Oh, but look who's wide ass open in the flat. It's James Cook. Not once, not twice, but 3 times. Give me that over. 2.5 receptions at a +135 at BetMGM. Quite juicy. Lundy, fade to follow.
I'm surprised at how high the juice is on this. I mean, I could see it being plus odds, but I would have been expecting this to be in the like 115 range, maybe, as opposed to 135. So I think you're getting 20 cents worth of value here. I would jump on this one again. If there's not a lot going on downfield, and we know how good this Houston defense is in terms of keeping people off the scoreboard, but also controlling things, especially on the outside, we know that Josh Allen is missing like 87 of his receiving targets that he started the year with. So by the time you put all that together, I think he has to have James Cook. I think this is a great value with the plus odds. If you were doing an SGP and you want to take him for just 2 to be safe, that's fine. But by itself, I think there's at least 20 cents worth of value right here.
Hey, James Cook, channel Dalton Kincaid, por favor.
Number 3.
Oh, what a quinky dink. You like James Cook action? Let me give you another numero tres on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. I'm going to live in the land down under now on James Cook, and we're going to be zeroed in on rush yards. That number sitting at 74.5 at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. You look at H-Town, somebody rocking, knocking their boots. They've been jamming out defensively. Number one in the NFL EPA per play defense, largely because of their outstanding run coverage. They've allowed the third fewest total rush yards to the running back position this season, only giving up 68.5 rush yards per game to RBs and 3.59 yards per carry. Not a single running back, Lundy, has gotten to the 75-yard mark against them. So I think this number is a wee bit aggressive, available there at BetMGM at tape time. And you look as well, James Cook, yeah, he's seeing a sizable opportunity share at 76.5%. Will be supplanted on occasion by Ray Davis and a number of other backs. Josh Allen will steal some of his thunder, calling his own number on the ground. Yeah, he's averaging 5.7 yards per touch. And sure, the advanced analytics aren't too shabby. Number 29 in yak per attempt. Number 3 in total missed tackles forced. Again, though, Houston is just shutting down ground games consistently. They got to win this game. They got to show up defensively. You know, and option number one that they got to stop is Josh Allen. And option number two is bottling up James Cook, especially on the ground. I think he's around 60 yards in the end, assuming it's going to be a competitive game script. So numero tres on the Fade 5 Countdown. James Cook living in that land down under 74.5 rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Enough movement on this, Brad, to actually bring it down. I think this opened at like 76, if I'm not mistaken, earlier in the week. And so what's been happening is you see the dollars coming in, tick down to 75, tick down to 74 is where it is right now. The only concern that I would have on this one, and I still think Houston can keep him bottled up, is what you just said. I think this game has the chance to be closer than people will expect. Yep. Remember, if you go back to... let me think here. I think it might have been Sunday night. If not, it was Monday. The spread in this game started this week, Brad, at 3.5 before it got up to the 5, 5.5, 6, depending upon what book you're looking at. Remember, everybody was on this game to be super tight. And then once you knew about CJ Stroud, once you knew those kinds of things, you saw it stretch back out again. But people were expecting this game to be tight, in part because of the defense that Houston's been playing. Even though they can't do anything offensively, what are they, 31st in red zone scoring? So the problem is Houston's not scoring, but nobody's scoring on them either. So everybody expected this to be tight. If it stays tight, maybe Cook gets a few more extra carries. But I'm with you. I think he finishes in the mid-60s. So I'll follow on this one. But again, the game script could dictate whether or not he creeps up over this 74 number.
Yeah, to channel the bear, I'm not saying yes, chef, to one James Cook. And hey, if you want to cook up some additional action, you need to go to my free website. It's called thegamingjuice.com. What's that again? It's free, you jack wagons. Yeah, I don't charge you a single cent. Lundy's always transparent and public spreadsheet lives there. If you like dropping the puck and making some bucks, check out his daily action. You can check out my daily action, not only the NFL, sprinkle here and there of college football, but oh man, am I riding a heater right now in college basketball. Sadly, my line didn't come through for me last night. Inside Rowdy and Raucous United Center, we had at Evans in attendance. My oldest son was in the house trying to will the Illini to get that come from behind victory in the second half, but all for naught. But still, got a ton of action. Of course, Feast Week on the immediate horizon. You get it all at thegamingjuice.com with my fantasy football ranks. I'm updating constantly throughout the week with my fantasy flames of pieces, a quarterback, a running back, wide receiver, and tight end. And with the Ask Brad section, and click on it. And if you remember, it's free to join, folks. Again, I don't charge you a cent. You can fire off a question, and I will get to answering it at my leisure, at my convenience. You get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here, the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's pour a fine añejo for a guy you may not be thinking about. X gon' give it to you. Hopefully he will. Xavier Hutchinson, I'm going to take the over on just 13 and a half receiving yards. This could be an OCC. Yeah, you know me. A one catch cash at a minus 115 at BetMGM. A very low threshold here. How low is it? Our friends at Betalytics project him for 36.1 receiving yards tonight. Last I checked, let's see. I have a third grade education. I think that's above 13 and a half receiving yards. Yeah, that checks out. But you look at Hutchinson, a guy who has done this very consistently this season. 8 of 10 games, he's gone for at least 14 yards receiving. He's averaging 11 yards per catch. So nearly the OCC comes into play. A decent, but not spectacular, number 40 ranking. An average yards of separation per target, attractiveplayerprofiler.com. And I understand that Christian Kirk is now back in the mix, and he got Higgins there. He got Noel as well. Of course, Nico Collins is the main man. Dalton Schultz, probably in the pass game, but he's still playing around 50 to 60% of the snap share. And you look at the matchup, Buffalo, just inside the top 12 in dropback EPA defense, but they have allowed a double deuce, 22 wide receivers to grab at least 14 receiving yards against them. And again, you look at Hutchinson, he's averaging 26.7 routes per game. So put it all together, love me the over. This almost made numero uno. Got to stick around and find out what that is. But number two on the countdown, Hutchinson over 13 half receiving yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Landy, pay to follow.
Oh, come on, Brad. Everybody knows what's at number one because it's the name of the damn pod. Come on. You didn't hide it.
Okay? I did.
This is a good one. I also like it as the OCC. Good call.
Oh, short and sweet. So that may be indeed all it takes for Hutchinson to cash the over.
Number one.
A little bit of a pirate voice came out there. Number one, numero uno here on the Fade of Five Countdown. Yeah, it's a dead giveaway. Money marks the spot. But one category. Oh, anytime touchdown is where I'm going to go with Woody Marks, the pride of Fight On in USC. Plus 140. Pretty nice valuation there at BetMGM. What is the ultimate vulnerability of the Buffalo Bills? I've said this repeatedly, whether on the podcast or on my nationally syndicated radio show on BetMGM tonight. Buffalo is just getting trounced in the trenches, man. They're number 30 on the season, a rush EPA defense. They're giving up 5.36 yards per carry and over 120 rush yards per game, just a running back position. They have also allowed a league high 14 rushing touchdowns to running back. So, chances are, yeah, the Chubb Club is still open for business, but barely hanging on right now. He only had 3 carries last week. Maybe he is a goal line vulture. Maybe Davis Mills, God forbid. Knowing my luck, he'll score that 13-1 ticket for Lundy on the ground, and I'm going to be crying a tear in my beer as a result on Woody Marks anytime touchdown. But I think he will get some red zone opportunities on the season. He is a number 30. And red zone touches with 19 in totality, 4 coming at the goal line. His opportunity share is rising nearly 50% on the season, and he's number 17, appreciable there in yards created per touch. I know he's coming off a stinker of an effort against another vulnerable run defense in the Titans last week, but if he gets like 15 carries, which I think he will, and yeah, I took the over on 14 and a half rush attempts, I think he will punch one in for 6. So I will definitely take advantage of what I feel is a value play on numero uno, Woody Marks, anytime touchdown, plus 140 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Well, I already told you, everybody knew what was coming. I mean, come on, man. You got to bury the lead. You got to hide it, man. You got to not let anybody know. You got to shift it around. You got to, can't let them know, all right? Yes, I'd roll with this for an anytime touchdown. Yes, he laid an absolute, I mean, like triceratops pile of crap last week with Jeff Goldblum. He definitely did not come through last week. Let's see if he can manage to do it this week. I'm with you. Let's take him for an anytime touchdown.
All right. Hopefully that money will indeed come rolling in on Woody Marks. Hey, you want some additional money? You might want to feed us because it's bonus time, bonus time. Whether on Thursday Night Football, or maybe you're looking at some college football action, dropping the puck and making some bucks in the National Hockey League, the NBA, college basketball. We got a tournament going on at Bahamar. I've been there in the Bahamas. Awesome place of the rum. Oh, quite tasty in that part of the world. Lundy, pick your poison, my friend. What else you got? Money and action on this Thursday.
Well, we're probably due to come crashing back down. But last night, if you were following the NHL spreadsheet, we cashed over 4 units just last night alone. Yeah. So on a bit of a roll here right now with the NHL. So I do want to go to the NHL. Those of you that have been fans of the Fade Five for a long time, you will recall, Brad's lighting his basement on fire, you will recall that the Ottawa Senators used to be a team that if they were on the road, we always played the yes gift. If you guys have been following the podcast long enough, you're going to remember that. We used to take the goal in the first 10 when Ottawa was on the road because it basically always happened. Well, guess what, folks? Ottawa's on the road, and so far, on the road this season, there has been a goal in the first 10 in every single road game they have played. They are at a 100% payday right now when it comes to having a goal in the first 10. They're on the road. They're in SoCal. They're taking on the Anaheim Ducks. And the Ducks are hitting at a 70% clip. Put those two things together. That's a logical yes gift, but you're paying some juice on there. So we're going to pack another one in. Vegas is traveling north. They are headed to Salt Lake City to take on the Utah Mammoth. Guess what? The Mammoth have allowed it 100% of the time when they are at home. So let's take our two 100s. Grades that Brad and I never got, even in elementary school. But I got 100% on Utah. I got 100% with Ottawa on the road. But if you make that into a two-leg yes gift over at DraftKings, that is a plus 172. So that's pretty good when you're talking about two teams that have yet to miss in those particular circumstances, plus 172. So yes, goal in the first 10 for Ottawa and Anaheim, Vegas and Utah. Give me, where did it go? I wrote it down. Money line, two money lines that I like in hockey tonight on the early slate. So maybe we can cash these, turn around and lose it on the late games. Give me the Florida Panthers at home against the New Jersey Devils, just straight on the money line, not regulation or anything. Same thing with the Red Wings at home against the New York Islanders. Florida money line, Detroit money line, put that together, plus 191 over at DraftKings. And finally, let's talk about Brad's favorite subject. That's Sogs. Shots on goal and late tonight. This is a 10 o'clock puck drop on the East Coast. Sorry, folks. You may not know whether you won this one until you roll out of bed on a Friday morning. But give me two shots on goal for each of these guys. Two of them for Dallas, two of them for Vancouver. Let's start with the home team in Vancouver. Give me two Sogs for Quinn Hughes and Evander Kane of your Vancouver Canucks. And then give me Jason Robertson and Mikko Rantanen of Dallas. If all four of those guys each have two shots on goal, we're looking at a plus 114. So kind of a baby juice, but I'm not even going to give you the logic. These are guys that are going to pepper the net, and these are both teams that will allow those shots on goal to happen, and I'll take a plus 114 again. It's a four-legger, but we brought those numbers way down. To give you an idea, Jason Robertson alone is minus 800 to have two shots on goal, okay? So we built something out of some really low-hanging fruit, and it should hit tonight in this battle in the Western Conference. Other than that, looking at the game tonight, I already gave you my freaking crazy off the wall, you know, what Davis Mills does at a plus 1300. Brad, I've been debating on this one, and I want to know what you think, and then I'll hand it off. Talk to me about Jaden Higgins sitting at 26 yards receiving.
Look, I think it's highly debatable. It's a really good number. I think he has a very distinct possibility crossing the 30-yard mark. So if I am playing it, it's not going to be on the standard line. I will go for like 30-plus, maybe like ESPN Bet or a couple of shops that offer those sort of increments and maybe get even Steven plus 100 odds in the process. That's the only way I'm playing it, but you might have a better idea.
No, I'm kind of with you. I was looking at the number, and I'm like, man, this line is set really well, which means he's either going to smack it right upside the head. And if that's the case, you might as well play the plus odds, right? You might as well give yourself an opportunity to say, well, okay, let's, you know, let me see if he can actually beat this by a few yards. We've done this a couple of times, even with some NBA props, Brad. Like if there's a guy that, you know, maybe it's juiced to like, I don't know, minus 135 for somebody to have over 6.5 assists. Well, sometimes just by bumping that number to 8, you can get closer to plus 100, smarter way to go, and maybe somebody sneaks something in. So I'm right there with you on that. I think that's a smart way to be able to play it. I've just been going back and forth with Higgins. So there you go. I yield the floor, as always, to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go with the Team Huevos Parlay here on this Hashtag Tequila Thursday. And chug. Hopefully this one's going to be a winner at significant plus money. Leg number uno, give me Josh Allen, 20-plus rush yards. Leg number dos, Nico Collins, 50-plus receiving yards. And leg number tres, there's that same prop. I bloody felt that should have been number one on the countdown. Me being the coward that I am, had it at number 5, but I will take the under on 38.5 yards receiving for one Dalton Schultz. Before I give you the juice, I don't need to give any additional reasons on the Schultz end of things, but Josh Allen, again, at 20 yards, that's practically a foregone conclusion. He's done it 8 at 10 games this season. He's calling his number 21.6% of the snaps played at 6.5 attempts per game. And Houston has given up 4 quarterbacks to get to the 20 rush yards mark. So I feel pretty good about that one coming through. In the meanwhile, with Nico Collins, I also feel really good about it. Again, he's seeing 9.1 targets per game. He has hit 50 yards in 7 of 9 games this season. And as I said before, he's got a lineup most often against Christian Benford, who's allowed a 122.3 passer rating to his assignments. 9 wide receivers that got to the half-century mark against the Bills this year. So I think Nico will do that. So to recap, the Team Huevos Parlay on Thursday Night Football: Josh Allen, 20-plus rush yards. Nico Collins, 50-plus receiving yards. And Dalton Schultz, living that land down under on 38.5 receiving yards, plus 184. Hells to the S there at ESPN Bet. Elsewhere in bonus time. Lundy, I've already exhausted every play that I have on Thursday Night Football, but you know how I got some college basketball that I want to share with the masses. So this one's on kind of later night tip, although one of the legs is, the other leg, not so much. The first leg, again, in that action in the Bahamas, I like Texas Tech. I'm going to take the line down from 8.5 to 4.5. They're taking on Wake Forest. If you're unfamiliar with Tech, they have arguably the best players in the country, if not the best front court player in the country, in JT Toppin. The guy is an absolute wagon, an absolute bucket. Very good team overall. Can really blitz you from outside as well with Christian Anderson. But Tech is a team that shoots the ball extraordinarily well in the interior because of Toppin's contributions. They're one of the best of the business, shooting 53.2% inside the arc. And the biggest issue for Wake Forest, they're number 295 nationally, Lundy, in 2-point percentage D. A holy mismatch. I think Toppin, he may drop 40 in the game. He is going to be a menace. He is going to be a problem. And if they double-team him, Top can always kick it outside to Anderson, some of their sharp shooters on this Tech squad. And Grant McCausland's got an excellent defense as well. I think they will cover that old spread of 4.5 and possibly win by about 10 to 12 going away. Meanwhile, I'm going to parlay that with there's always a Hawaii game, Lundy. Common appetizer to Feast Week and the Maui Invitational. One of the teams is playing in that tournament this year is Arizona State. So normally Hawaii always hosts a team that plays that tournament before they jump an island from Oahu to Maui. And the Sun Devils are that squad. Hawaii folks might be the best team out west in on the small conference level there. In Big West play, that's a very talented squad, very good defensive team. How good are they defensively? Number 22 in the country so far in EFGD, and they are top 45 nationally in offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding. So they really wax that glass. And Arizona State, that's one of their biggest knocks. They're not a good rebounding team, well north of 150 in offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding percentage. And on top of that, too, Arizona State only number 168 EFG offense. I think Hawaii will cover the alt spread that I have, a +3.5. They are favored by 2.5. So, again, to recap, two-legger in college basketball, Texas Tech -4.5 in the Bahamas against Wake Forest on that alt spread. And I'm going to match that with Hawaii. Hello, Hawaii. Can I come over? Yes, indeed, I will. The very late night tip at +3.5 on that odd spread. You put those hands together. Hey, plus money. +107 built there at BetMGM. Have a ton more picks on my spreadsheet in college basketball. Even have some early action in the NFL. Andre Yoshivas, folks, 32.5 receiving yards at open at. Remember, no Jamar Chase for the Bengals this week. I think he's going to obliterate that number. I cannot believe it opened that low. I grabbed it immediately, so you might want to grab that if you're listening to the podcast. I'll have all the gory reasons why soon posted on thegamingjuice.com and my top props. I even had a featured Andre Yoshivas in my fantasy flames at wide receiver. You know, you can always check out more of our content at thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free. And go to our fine partners at Betalytics and use that promo code JUICE. Promo code JUICE for 25% off your subscription today for the outstanding, lovely, and ultra-handsome Nathaniel Lundy. Somebody get the man a beer. I don't care if it's 10 a.m. Mountain Time. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. And you see the other various ways you can follow us. I absentmindedly glossed over that, which means we got to go. Peace.